then up in Anchorage, and now here with us in Sitka as well. All right, awesome. Praise God. Through the some of the churches in Southeast, and we thank the Lord that he's able to minister in those places and then come and be a blessing here. So would you stand? We're asking Brother Lummis to come minister to the word of the Lord in our midst. Thank God. In our hearing, and what we feel in the Lord will be a blessing. Amen. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, Pastor Glover. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Good to be back. Praise the Lord. Come on. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's love him. Amen. Oh, let's love him. Let's love him. Let's love him. Let's love him. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what we already feel in this house tonight, God. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for starting Pentecostal Church. Pastor, Sister Glover, we thank you for the ministry team here, the leadership. Saints of the Most High. Those that are yet to come, that are going to be coming, God. Whoa! Hallelujah! Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the King. Thank you once again, Pastor Glover, wonderful friends, amen, through the years. Yeah. Of course, the Villa family, we renewed our passport again, so amen, amen. All the folks here tonight, I feel good and heavy at the same time. I just might as well mess you up at the start of this thing here tonight. I just want to mess you up. I'm going to mess you up. But didn't mess me up today. Amen. You remember Pastor Glover? Woo! Hey! Just confirmation. You remember back in the wintertime when we were here, was in the summertime? I was here for so long one night. And then I was home not even 4 weeks, and Pastor Miller calls me. You know, and then Jeff, and then Brother Elmore and Brother Nelson. And I said, I just got acclimated to my beautiful 95-degree weather. And you drag me into this stuff. Amen. But do you remember, I believe it was in the wintertime. Because then I came back here, I stayed here. So I made, oh, Jesus, thank you. I said, you know, I'm not up tonight. I'm so full. I had a great prayer meeting by myself today. Long time. Jackson, we're going to get together, baby. We're going to get together. But I have to start this thing off right here, you know. Not that you're not right, okay? I just needed to feed a few things in the spirit, man. But in the winter, oh, my God. Lord. I told you about, and I told you people about the gold or the white or the angelicals that came out of the office. Do you remember that? Same thing happened today. Wow. And he took off like a jet, Sister Girl. Woo! Hey! That dog. Woo! Took off. He took off, man. I'm going to mess you up. Yeah, I know he's got a bunch of stuff back that I'm going to put on the board here in just a few minutes. I just scribble stuff, man. But I kept this as I was praying. Here it is, Sterling Pentecostal Church. Pastor Glover, here it is. God is my witness. Whew. We're going to talk about principles of prayer and changing your world through prayer in just a moment here. You ready? This is to y'all. God is exploding through Sterling Pentecostal Church, the fivefold ministry. It's going to explode. It's going to explode in this church. Ooh, here you go, Bishop, right here. Here you go. I forget this stuff down. I had to write all this down. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you get on board, that's fine. If you don't, it's your loss. But it's happening. It's happening. Amen. It's happening. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I got to hold off on that. Okay. Changing your world through prayer. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but it just keeps getting stronger and stronger. You got to understand my background as tradition, coming from a traditional church where I had to be quiet in church. But when I got born again, I exploded! You said about the culture. My culture went out the door. Holy Ghost came in the door. So I can't help but lift up my, I can't help but voice my voice out. Like the scripture says, I will bless the Lord in the sanctuary. Because it is, woo, thank you, Lord. It is with the expression of an individual. Ooh, God, help me here tonight. I'm going to get here in a minute, but I hear the Lord saying something here. It is the expression of an individual. When that individual comes into the house of God, and that person does have that ability, like we did tonight, to express himself or herself. And as you and I, oh Lord Jesus help me, express ourselves to our Creator, to the lover of our soul, something begins to happen. Said I wasn't going to break down tonight. Okay. Go ahead and put the first one up there, Brother Levi. I posted this on social media, but I'm going to let you people know, just in case you didn't read it. Worship until you are in His presence. You got to catch that. Worship until you are in His presence. Because if you don't do the first one, you ain't going to do the latter one. Worship until you are in His presence. And then pray until you aren't the one praying. Ooh. And the scripture says in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, 43, 46, 47, and they continued. And I've read this, Pastor, a whole bunch of times, but the Lord here lately, and thank you, woo, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for pushing me. All right. Amen. For pushing me to go further in these studies here. Because I only came, and I didn't know I was going to do anything. Like 10 or 11 pages, now I'm up to about 30. When he mentioned something inside me, it pushed it. Oh, man. Watch. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Because we got a lot of scary Christians nowadays still. That want to live in nice, I can worship God in there. I can worship God. No, that's not what the scripture says. You're going to kill yourself and you're going to lose out with God living in isolation. Step in and fellowship. My God, I need pastor. I need the first lady. I need you, wonderful. I need you. And in breaking the bread and in prayers. And fear came about every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. That's why I said that and gave it to Pastor just a minute ago. I know it's nothing new, but it's probably just a reminder. Watch this. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God. Praising God and having what? Favor with all the people. That's one of my prayers every day. Thank you for favor with you. First of all, and then favor with you and man, and favor with the people that I meet all day long. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. He adds to the church every single day. There's 200 plus nations that we have in the earth. I believe with all my heart that right now somebody's getting saved. I believe somebody's getting baptized in Jesus' name. I believe there are folks that are looking to hear or that are connected to the church that are praying and are intercession for this service tonight and the service this weekend. Oh, my God. Why? Because you and I are just a part of a large, humongous body. And then that wonderful scripture, Acts 4 and 31, and when they had prayed, I'm still doing some work in this scripture. I'm going, today I was praying, I asked the Lord, I want you to take me there, Lord. All right. So I know when I say things like that, I'm in for a journey. And I don't know how it's going to turn out, like the cavalry journey a few years back. I ain't going that route no more. I ain't going back. My wife had enough. We got the Holy Ghost. Hey, say it again loud, sis. All right. Yeah. What did I just say? Remember what I just say? What did I just say? Huh? What did I just say? I felt that it was, brought in corporate. I didn't know where, but. Woo, I felt a bump all over. Woo! And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they spake the word of God with boldness. Man. So one of the questions people ask me all the time, I might have told you the last time I was here. One of the main questions people ask me, how do you approach the Lord in prayer? I tell him, that's the easy part. That's easy. Because it's scriptural. And they look at me. I said, let me tell you, it's so simplistic yet profound in the word. But if you grab it, then you'll understand. You'll be able to comprehend. And it's found in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. How do you approach the Lord? Here's the answer, ladies and gentlemen. Let us therefore come. Say it again. Say it again. There it is. What's wrong with some of us? We're timid. We're freakish. We're sour pusses. Sour idiots. Sour juice. Wuzzies. If I want to. Get up like a man or a woman and pray, man. Come boldly. Come boldly before the throne. You got the Holy Ghost, right? Let us ever come boldly. Different words to that is, that I got in different translations, are confidence, privilege, fearless, 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 courageous, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy. That we may obtain mercy. Man. God giving you mercy. You better give some mercy to some of them folk out there. Most of you better give mercy and grace to some of your brothers and sisters in the church. Oh. Obtain mercy. After all, God gave you grace and mercy, big shot. What you holding a step back from your brothers and sisters in Christ? Obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Wow. Mercy and grace to our spouses and our families and our children and grandchildren and to a pastor, the first lady, brothers and sisters. You go to the book of Peter, ladies and gentlemen, that us guys, that your prayers may not be hindered. Better treat them right, that your prayers won't be hindered. Yeah. That your prayers will not be hindered. That's the word. Amen. God. Well, I'm doing great. My job's great. I got a promotion. My business. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Everything. Yeah. But sooner or later, if you don't do the right thing, all that's going to fall. And when it falls, everything behind you falls. Woo. Hallelujah. Right. Mark my word here today. Some of you people. Mark my word. Hallelujah. How about another chapter? 25 wonderful verses. Wow. We'll just kind of hit it as we go along here. To go with James chapter 5, verse 16, the effectual fervent prayer. We've said it many times. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, and so on. And then so the other Psalms, when David said, I make myself, I am prayer. So I found another nugget right here in Acts chapter 12. Well, we'll go with that later. Next one, Bo. Don't pray. Oh, oh. Don't pray for a favor if you're not ready for another level of faith. I'll get stuck on that. Go to the next one because I get stuck on that one. I got to go. The only way to pray according to his will is to be able to walk away from your own will. Woo! Woo! Hey! I got to conquer my will. I got to conquer my will, man. I don't know how many I got. We get another one up there? I don't know. My mind's blown already. If you have lost your enthusiasm for power, for prayer, then you have lost your effectiveness. I'm going to say it again. If you have lost your enthusiasm for prayer, I ain't got to say you got to act like a monkey. But you got to pray. Then you have lost your effectiveness. Because if you're not enthused when you pray, if you're not enthused when you read the Bible, if you're not, especially when you pray, then you lose your effectiveness in what you're praying and what you want God to do in your life. Ooh, do I have another one? Oh! See? Platform versus prayer. Any type of leadership, soul winning, Sunday school, whatever. Platform versus prayer closet. Everything, and this has come from my experience, so I just kind of put it together too. Platform versus prayer closet. Everything, and you can put yourself in there if you want to. Everything I have experienced and seen, I choose the prayer closet / war room first. It's my stable place and keeps me rooted. If need be, repair the altar of prayer so that his fire will fall. You can't just have church here and then go home and not even pray and read your Bible and talk about everything in the world and not talk about God. Don't have devotions. Don't pray in the mornings, afternoon, night, whatever time you get up. Don't talk about God. Talk about job. Talk about business. Talk about family. Talk about this. Talk about that. Talk about that. But ain't nothing in God. I know a few folk like that, that I was counseling here out of state. And they told me, I get enough God, and I get enough church, and I get enough prayer, and I get enough worship, and I get enough praise when I come to church. And when I go home, I don't want none of my family to talk about God until we come back to church. I said, you dummy. You're dumb, man. You're an idiot. You've lost your effectiveness in prayer on what you want God to do for you and your family, your job, your business, your coworkers, and everything else. Hallelujah. We have another one? That's it, huh? I got a bunch here. If that happens, ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we need to repair the altar of prayer personally so that the fire will fall again so God can do some stuff in our lives. So God can work amongst us. And find the favor of God so we can go to the next level of faith. When you go to thank you, Lord. When you go to that next level of faith, then you go to that next faith dimension. And when you go to that next faith dimension, you're going into the supernatural. And when you go into the supernatural, the gifts of the Spirit will be in operation. Gifts of faith, the healing, the discerning of spirits, miracles, signs, and wonders. It'd be just more than coming to Sterling Pentecostal Church and say, boy, that was great. Bye. Ha ha. Next time. This is what I'm hearing the Lord. This is what I'm hearing the Lord say right here. So you can take it or leave it. Here it is. If you obey, God help me. If you open up the door of your heart, you got to catch it. Heart. If you open up the door of your heart, I will open the door of my glory through your life. Why pray for the glory? Why, ladies and gentlemen, why ask for the glory if you're not willing to open up your heart and want more of God? Want more for your family? want more for your coworkers or whatever the case may be. When you ask God to refine you, you better ask Him. When you ask God to refine you, don't be surprised if He wrecks you in the process. Woo, jeez. Wreck me, God. Wreck. Not for the worse, for the bad, for the better. Your prayer, ladies and gents, your prayer, your praise, and your worship takes you into God's presence, right? Your brokenness, if you have any kind of brokenness. Because some have it all together, and it is exhausting for some folk to always be right. I know some in Texas like that. Your prayer, praise, and worship takes you into God's presence. Now, that cannot happen if you don't do my next statement. Your brokenness brings Him into yours. Woo! You want the glory of God? Bring Him in. You want favor? Bring in Him. You want faith? Bring in Him. You want next level dimension? Bring in Him. You want to go higher? Bring Him in. You want dimensions, impartation, manifestation? Bring Him in. Bring Him in. Bring Him in. Through your brokenness. Here I am, God. Here I am. I know You've given me a mind. I know I've got a little smarts. I know I can do a lot of things. But if I'm not broken before You, if I don't come to You broken, if I don't come to You broken, when You do use me in the gifts of the Spirit, and I'm not really broken, then when I'm prophesying or giving a word of knowledge or turning to interpretations, I'm going to thank Brother Mike Glover that it's going to be llamas and not God working through me. Mm-hmm. And then that might work for a while, but sooner or later, I'm going to lose everything that God's given to me if I don't come broken before Him. Brother Mitch. It's easy, ladies and gentlemen, it's easy to put a dead sacrifice on the altar. It's offering our own lives daily as a living sacrifice. That's really difficult. Scripture says that the deer pants for the water brooks, streams of water. Huh? My soul longs to hide in Him, dwelling in His presence. And when that happens, it is well with me. And I'll stop pulling off my idiotic shenanigans in my life. Leonard Ravenhill, some of you know him, great writer, speaker. Oh, this stirred me up. Leonard Ravenhill said, I'll tell you the secret of getting revival in the church. This is what blew my mind, Pastor Glover. He said, I'll tell you the secret of getting revival in the church. Find half dozen people that know how to groan. That's all, just half dozen. Because the other half, they pray. The other half are just playing church. Remember I told you before? You're looking at a flawed vessel tonight. You're looking at a flawed vessel tonight. I make mistakes. But I guarantee you, you're not looking at a fake vessel. And God told me on that. He said, I cannot work with fake people, but I can work with flawed people. That's what he told me, Pastor. I can work with flawed people, but I can't work those that are perfect. Don't ever need no grace. Don't ever get out grace. Don't give out mercy. Don't give out forgiveness. Don't give out that. They're fakes, and we got two kinds in the church. We got flawed vessels, and then we got the fake ones. So I said, that's a great statement. So I wrote my own statement. Here's my statement right here. It's not anything new. It's not a new revelation. It's probably just a reminder. Here it is. Intercessors are the secret weapons of any church. Woo! Intercessors are the secret weapons of Sterling Pentecostal Church. True, flawed intercessors. True, flawed intercessors. Not fake, but true. Jesus, what time? Oh Lord, what's the reason I say that, Brother Globe? Because you know, I don't want to be fake. You know, I know there's a lot of areas that I need to work on, so I'm flawed. But I don't want to be fake in front of you people. So here's what I wrote down to kind of clarify what I just said, and maybe it'll help two or three of y'all here tonight. You ready? When you go to prayer, everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
When you go to prayer, God desires to communicate with the real you, not the super you that everybody else sees. The local church is to be a community of grace where messed up people can become masterpieces. Comes through praying and fasting, giving, of course you give, faithful church. Is this okay? The more gifted you wonderful people are, because you are gifted. But watch what I've learned. The more gifted you are, I'm going to say this the last time, the more covering you need. But I went a little further because I meditated on that statement, Brother Mike. I meditated on it. And I said, I know I've said it a whole bunch of times. I said, but Lord, I got to have more than this here. So watch this. The more gifted you are, the more covering you need. Watch this. So this is what I wrote. The gift will make you enjoyable. And it will. It will. Because I enjoy Pastor Glover's giftedness. Watch this. The more the gift will make you enjoyable. But the anointing will make you effective. So I need the covering to help me with my gift. So if I get haughty and arrogant and prideful, Pastor, let's check on this cat. Because I am gifted and you are gifted. And he covers me. Okay, but watch this. So and he knows that the gifts here are making some of you people enjoyable. But more than that, with that gift, the anointing will make you more effective. Because when God uses you in the gifts of the Spirit, especially through tongues and interpretation of tongues, that's to the church. And it might not be for everybody, and then it could be a general, and it could be a personal, but that's why you need to listen. Does it make sense? So my anointing is effective. I got home pastor, but I also got Pastor Glover here. And he keeps me in line to make sure that my giftedness that I have will be used for the right purposes. And when he sees that anointing on me and it's effective, he makes sure, okay, this is the way you're supposed to be. This is the way you're supposed to go. This is it right here. This is it right here. Go, go, go. No, no, not this way. This is it. Because you realize, and I made the same, I'll say it again. I've said it many times. Because correction is not rejection. Correction is not rejection. It's for redirection. So if you cannot take correction, then your life will not be redirected in the way that he sees that you, then he sees further down than you do, that you need to go in Christ. And because you cannot be corrected, sooner or later, you're going to falter. You're going to fall. I go further than that. You'll never grow beyond where you're at right now in the spirit realm or in your walk with God. Whether how you young you are or however old you are. Ooh, Lord, help me here tonight. You ready for some breaking news? Oh, Lord. Okay. Prayer. Everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
Prayer is not just a buzzword. We've heard that term many times, buzzword. Prayer is not just a buzzword. So I said, okay. So I do a little research and had a little talk with some fellas in the dictionary. The word buzzword. We've all heard it, right? In one way or in another, or some kind of fashion, form, or whatever, you know. But in this sense, I'm using prayer. It's not just a buzzword. Here it is, buzzword. A word or phrase often sounding authoritative or technical. Well, that's some big words. That's way beyond my thinking. That is a vogue term, right? In a particular profession, field of study, popular culture, etc. Other words that go with buzzword is catchline, slogan, motto, tagline. Catchphrase, slang, phraseology. Hey, a word for you right there. Phraseology. But I like this next one here because it's more of my street. Lingo. That's more of my style. It's more of my style than phraseology. Right. So I'm catching the word prayer, the buzzword, more than the buzzword. So I said, okay, Lord, now, give me some words, and I was praying, give me some words to this statement here. And most of you know some of this that I'm about to say. So here's what I wrote down. Prayer is more than the buzzword. Here it is. Prayer is action. Prayer is work. Prayer is sweat. Prayer is sacrifice. Prayer is anointing. Woo! Prayer is victory. Prayer is faith. And here's here. This will get you right here that I wrote down when he gave it to me. Prayer is plowing / grinding. Ah, here's another one for you, big shots. Prayer is pushing / groaning / birthing. Wow. Woo! Oh, all of that, all of that and more and more and more. All right, I got a few more minutes. I'm only on page whatever else I got, 9 of 30, 35. See, you might have some of these things before, and I might have some of these things, but you know, in those three, I want to find out for myself. Give me some words with what. Give me some. I understand what he's saying, but give me some stuff for me, so I can help somebody else. Because if he don't help me, he ain't gonna help nobody else. Watch this. If your passion, if your passion and pursuit is to know Jesus, and that hopefully that's true, right? The personal struggle to pray and read your Bible will end. Tired of prayerless power. I think we sang a song, something similar to that, a while ago when we sang that song, Looking Into His Eyes. It wasn't a word, Looking Into His Eyes or something like that, or whatever, it was just a while ago. Watch this. Because this is what you do when you're one and one with the King of Kings. This is what you do when you're in prayer at different times in your prayer time. Watch this. A tired of powerless prayer, spend time gazing into the eyes of Jesus. That has set you straight. Prayer is the greatest force available to the saints of God this side of heaven. Jesus, if you read the scriptures, Jesus did nothing without prayer first. Right. What about us? The early church started after a 7-day prayer meeting. Prayer brought the presence of angels. Because I heard some seminars at General Conference, because, you know, I thought I was kind of crazy sometimes, seeing all this stuff, Brother Glover. And then I heard about 3 or 4 different speakers saying, I think 3 of the 4 I know pretty good. The other one, I heard of that individual. And they confirm what I've been seeing, what I've been feeling. And they said the general term, which I've said it a whole lot of times, but people look at me kind of crazy anyhow. And they said angels have been released in this end time, and they're on assignment. The problem is the church is sleeping on it. All right. You're not realizing their helps. We don't pray for them. Their help, God. Nah. I'm going to go ahead and say it. If you grab it, fine. If you don't, you can crucify me, okay? There are in this place right now 172,000 angels. They're on assignment. All right. You know, that sends them. I know we're in the presence of God, Pastor Glover, and I don't know. We praise Him. But you know, like Sister Lamas was, she called me when I was in, was it Sitka or Ketchikan? And she said, hey, babe, did you just? She said, because she knows my general prayer in the morning, then I go into a whole other stuff. She said, at a certain time, because we're 3-hour difference, but nevertheless, her time with my time. This is crazy, Sister Glover. She said, did you pray, thank you, Lord, for dispatching ministering angels upon our home? And I told you, one angel standing guard at 14111, Barkley View Court, Houston, right. Texas, right. Zip code 77084, because I want to make sure he gets to me. And then when I was the Devlins, and when I saw him over there, Devlins, 8931 Toloff, Anchorage, Alaska. And so she called me, Brother Gil. She said, at this particular time, and then I went to my time here in Alaska, she said, I saw, and Marsha, we saw, she said, that was all over the front door, all over the foyer, all over the kitchen. And she said, that's about the time that I was praying them at for our personal house. And that's what I prayed here when I'm here with Sterling Pentecostal Church. I prayed here today here. That's why Pastor Glover, it blew my mind. I said, Lord, this is like deja vu to me. Think what you want, people. Doesn't make any difference to angels. You believe what you want to believe, man. You know what you want to believe. That's the way it should be at your house. And I almost lost it, but almost freaked out, Brother Glover, and I know better, you know, because I know better. But nevertheless, I said, Lord, this is deja vu. What are you trying to tell me? And he said, well, I want you to tell this church here that there are angels that have been assigned to Sterling Pentecostal Church. I was talking to an individual, and they were in a village, and I had texted this individual, and they said, oh, my God, you don't know what I was praying for at that, and your text came in just at the right time. I was praying for angels of protection, and here you text, and you text me, and you said, there are angels right now, angels of protection and ministering angels in your village right now. Do I always get it right? No, but I got it right that time. Prayer brought the presence of angels, opened prison doors, brought people through hurricanes, caused earthquakes, excitement, raised the dead, caused jailbreaks, baptisms at midnight. It was a known fact that Sister Norma Freeman, anybody know her? Saw several dead people raised from the dead. Yeah. They were powerful missionaries. Powerful. And Acts 12 here, I'm just going to hit it real quick because we're running out of time. Acts 12 began sad, man. It's sad, sad state at the beginning. Sad, dark, despair, sorrow, doubt, Peter in prison. And concern began to streak across the horizon of the church. James, the brother of John, had been taken by Herod and was killed. Peter in prison. We got a Passover, and they're going to get him too after Easter. Huh? Why? Because, folks, people can only stand so much truth, then they're going to hate you for it. Peter must be thinking, man, his mind was at peace sleeping in the jail. Herod having a revival. James is in the grave. The church was in mourning. Now their spokesman with the keys to the kingdom was in prison. And they were going to have another funeral. At this time, the banker can't help you. Lawyer can't help you. A judge can't help you. Life can shut you in, but can't shut you out. All right. And I'll give you a little hint. Just to summarize it because we got to go. 25 verses later in this scripture, and I read about 10 different versions of this scripture. 25 verses later, chapter 12 ends much differently than at the beginning. What was the key to this whole chapter? Of the 25 verses in chapter 12 of Acts, what is the one key verse? Most of you probably know it. Here it is. Verse number 5. But prayer was made of the church unto God for him. That was the only alternative. Acts 12, verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God. Passion Translation says this, went into a season of intense intercession. English Standard Version says, but earnest prayer. Contemporary English Version says, never stopped. Christian Standard Bible, praying fervently. The Amplified, and I'll stop here with the versions. Amplified, were praying continually and had been praying all night. story that I received right here. Listen, people from overseas have commented about their American church. They said, we are overseas. Philippines, India, whatever, you know, the churches over there. We overseas people, talking to the American church, you and I, usually spend in prayer anywhere from 2 to 6 hours a day. And it's normal for us to have all-night prayer, meeting on a weekly basis, some an average of twice a month. And we look at our American churches, and they start complaining if the church service goes over an hour to an hour and a half. They start looking at their watches. You see, they have observed us. We are praying that the Lord will open up our eyes. The world is looking to the American church. And then you wonder why your American churches are not having miracle signs and wonders like we are. And Holy Ghost in crazy numbers. Wow. Wow. What am I saying as I close? When the church begins to pray, things begin to happen. When the church begins to pray, things begin to happen. Why? We serve a living God. And his ears tonight, his ears are open to our prayers. We have nowhere to turn to. There's no way out. It says, but prayer was made. Say it together as we close. But prayer was made. Come on. But prayer was made. Say it with me. But prayer was made. Repeat it again. But prayer was made. I want you to say it again. Let's stand. But prayer was made. Say it again. But prayer was made. God is calling the American church. But most of all, when we're here at Sterling Pentecostal Church, he's calling Sterling Pentecostal Church, but prayer was made at Sterling Pentecostal Church. Prayer was made. So we need to pray for just a few moments, church. Let's pray. Let's have your own personal altar of repentance and judgment and grace and mercy and anything else that comes your way.